Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
From body-breaking powerbombs to celebrity Canadian destroyers, here are the moves that were met with significant resistance for one reason or another by a variety of wrestling stars. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestling moves wrestlers refuse to take. Number 10, Bob Backlund Jackknife Powerbomb. Who can forget the moment Kevin Nash finally reached the top of the mountain back in 1994, inside of a white-hot Madison Square Garden? I know Michael Hamflett can't, and neither and Bob Backlund. The story goes that the star who had held the WWE Championship was less than impressed by the execution of Diesel's chosen finisher at the November 26th event. Having been let go a little too early for his liking, Backlund went crashing to the notoriously stiff mat with a thud, and reportedly hurt his tailbone in the process. Bruce Pritchard would later reveal on his Something to Wrestle With podcast that the now former champ stormed backstage post-defeat and declared that he would never take the jackknife ever again after his painful landing. Perhaps he was simply smarting from losing the belt in a deflating 8 seconds. Or maybe he had a point about the move being classed as a rather dangerous one to effectively execute on a nightly basis. Either way, Backlund stayed well clear of Big Sexy's jackknife going forward. Number 9, The Miz Canadian Destroyer. It's fair to say that not everyone was fully on board with the idea of Bad Bunny filling up one of WWE's signature celebrity spots on the WrestleMania 37 card. Sure, the singer-songwriter had been routinely appearing on episodes of Raw, but all signs appeared to be pointing to a smoke and mirrors snooze fest on the grandest stage. But this bunny had other ideas. From whacking out falcon arrows to fearless diving crossbodies, Bad Bunny went above and beyond, highlighting just how much time and effort he put into making sure he was up to scratch on the night. Hilariously, the star was so adventurous with the weapons he wanted to utilize at Mania that The Miz, one of the actual full-time wrestlers involved, felt his ideas were a little too extreme for him. In particular, his decision to use a Canadian destroyer. As Miz noted after the show, when they brought it up, I was like, absolutely not, because I can't even do a Canadian destroyer, let alone Bad Bunny doing one. If we could sum up this celeb's delivery of said Canadian destroyer on John Morrison in the end, you can file this one under awesome. Yep, that was terrible. Number 8, Kevin Nash, Giant Moonsault. You can only imagine the sheer sense of dread that must run through a performer's body when another human being decides to flip backwards through the air and come crashing to the ground with only your torso to break their fall. So it's not too difficult to understand why Kevin Nash wasn't in a rush to take a giant-sized moonsault from Paul White. Coming in the lead-up to their planned bout at Starrcade 1997, it was reported that the idea of White dusting off a move he'd not performed since the earlier days in his career was pitched to Nash beforehand. As you'd probably expect, Nash was not over the moon about taking a backward somersault from a very literal giant off the top rope. The pair's match would eventually be called off anyway, on account of Nash being rushed off to the hospital after a heavy leg workout. But it's clear that Big Sexy was going to do everything in his power to avoid being turned into a human pancake by this one-of-a-kind man-mountain. Number 7, Kurt Angle going over the top rope. As the former WWE champion revealed on his podcast recently, Angle was always a wuss when it came to the aforementioned maneuver. Though he'd ultimately end up biting the bullet on occasion, for the most part, Angle tried his level best to steer clear of the seemingly basic move. I'm afraid to go backward over the top rope. I always have to turn my head over. I was always scared of doing it. I never really learned how. When you take into account that this statement is coming from a star who used to quite happily backflip off the top of a steel cage, it is rather amazing to discover that Angle would openly refuse to play ball should someone pitch him being sent out of the ring backwards via the top rope. Number 6, Tommy Dreamer Chokeslam. Throughout history, the likes of The Undertaker, Kane, Big Show, and many more have all found success through grabbing opponents by their neck and smashing them into the ground. However, it isn't known for being the most pleasant finisher to take, which is largely why Tommy Dreamer has called time on his run of being chokeslammed straight to hell. Back in 2015, Dreamer took to his Facebook page to explain why he'd made the decision to stop being on the receiving end of this iconic move. After years of taking them on chairs, concrete, a cinder block, outside on someone's lawn, into a trash can, into a dumpster, from the top of the ECW arena, the top of steel cages, you get the point. Dreamer confessed that the one he took against Lance Archer at a Lone Star Championship Wrestling event was the final straw. Dreamer heard something crunch and knew it was time to hang up his chokeslam bump card. Number 5, The Rock, Dudley Cheap Heat. As later noted by Bubba Ray Dudley when talking on the Talk Is Jericho podcast, when the star attempted to pitch a move for their upcoming encounter that involved recent WCW arrival and Dudley Boy's valet, Stacy Keibler, catching the Great One's foot as he attempted to run the ropes and the Dudleys getting in some cheap offense shortly after, he was met with an unexpected response. That's a good spot, just not for The Rock. Needless to say, Bubba wasn't having any of it, and got in the People's Champion's face. But Rocky wouldn't back down, even reportedly staying in character as he refused to give the Dudley what he wanted. With one embarrassing cock-up of a character already under his belt in Rocky Maivia, you can understand why The Rock was so protective of his eyebrow-raising persona at the time. But still, would a little dose of cheap heat have been too much to ask for, Rocky? Number 4, Kurt Angle, Pile Driver. For the second time on this list, we have a move that Kurt Angle has refrained from being on the receiving end of for the majority of his career. Yet what makes this refusal to take a move so peculiar is the fact that even though Angle was told that he wasn't allowed to do it due to his numerous neck injuries, the star felt completely happy to take the potentially career-threatening pile driver from a performer who himself had suffered a life-changing injury on the back of a botched attempt at one. One of only two times Angle ever took the move came at Unforgiven 2001, when Stone Cold Steve Austin talked the gold medalist into being drilled headfirst into the mat. Angle argued that he felt completely safe with Austin's version of the move, as he didn't jump into the air whilst performing it. But as Austin only knew too well, one wrong step and Angle's career could have been shortened there and then. So it was probably a wise move to lock the pile driver away when it came to the bulk of his in-ring career. Number 3, QT Marshall Powerbomb. He may currently be occupying a place on Tony Khan's AEW roster as a constant thorn in the side of Cody Rhodes, but it may come as a surprise to hear that QT Marshall once continued to pop up on WWE programming for a spell. After having surgery on his neck, which required him to have two discs fused, the now AEW man was asked to work opposite then NXT tag team The Authors of Pain. After discussing what moves he would take during the match with the duo, who had already hurt another worker with their stiff style, the NXT unit pitched powerbombing QT onto another wrestler. There and then, QT knew he wasn't interested in potentially being crippled for the sake of a one-off booking. Sure enough, Marshall revealed that the performer who replaced him got hurt, only adding more fuel to his overall thought process of it wasn't worth it. Smart move, QT, smart move. Number 2, Brock Lesnar, most of Jon Moxley's. Dean Ambrose had never felt hotter on the back of very nearly winning the WWE Championship from Triple H at Roadblock 2016. So when the Lunatic Fringe saw all of his hard work rewarded with a showdown against none other than Brock Lesnar at the Show of Shows, Ambrose had every right to feel extremely excited. But as it turned out, Lesnar was not sharing that same emotion coming in. Far from it. According to Jon Moxley himself, the Beast Incarnate saw this as him doing Mox a favor, and wasn't all that interested in listening to his far-out ideas designed to bring the house down, offering an example of Lesnar's reluctance to step outside of his comfort zone during an appearance on the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling podcast. Mox stated, "I'm like, what if you effing like run headfirst into a chair, and you back up into me and I put you into a German or something?" He's like, "No." So in the end, all we got was a limp, one-sided brawl between two men who could have, and probably should have, been the names on everyone's lips coming out of that night in Texas. What a damn shame! Number 1, Chris Jericho, apron powerbomb and one-winged angel. After taking a dizzying bump as recently as at this year's AEW Blood & Guts special, it seems that even at this stage in his career, there aren't many moves Chris Jericho is wholeheartedly against taking. As Jericho noted back in 2018, following on from his intense battle with Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom 12, the one-winged angel on the chair really hurt. I'm not saying it hurt like a joke, it really effed me up. It hurt my back to where there's something's still not right. But whatever, I can never take that move again. That isn't the only move the demo god will leave to other stars in the future either. As he also revealed at that moment, I can never take the powerbomb on the apron again from Kevin Owens. It hurts, and wrestling is not supposed to hurt like that. Falling 15 feet into some deceptively painful cardboard boxes though? Jericho's your man! But seriously, go and have a lie down, Chris. You've earned it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.